3 weeks ago, I spoke with New Orleans evacuee Sharon White at the Estruma Baptist Church Shelter in Baton Rouge. Many of you responded to White's positive spirit with phone calls and, in at least one case, financial support, for which she's deeply grateful. So grateful, in fact, that she tithed a chunk of the money to the church to help others. She remains at the shelter for the time being. The housing market is saturated in and around Baton Rouge. She did return to work this week as an hourly employee, no longer a manager. White has had some trouble, but overall, she says she's doing all right.
I kind of had a little breakdown because I guess I just hadn't grieved everything. I was so adamant about going back and being strong and doing all this, and I just hadn't grieved. So I wound up talking to a psychiatrist that was there on site at the shelter, and he pretty much diagnosed me with having a control issue. And being that I'm not in control of my entire situation right now, when I thought about it, because I was like, I'm not a person that just need control, but I've always taken control over my situations. And he was right. I mean, and now I'm being told when to go to sleep, when to take a shower, because the showers close at 8, you know. I have no control over my job situation. You know, I was a manager in my own store. I was pretty much doing policy and procedure there, but here I'm pretty much at other people's mercy.
When do you get a chance to go back and see your home?
I'm actually going back home on the 5th. I bought me a camcorder because I need to capture every moment. I'm not saying I won't cry, but I will film and I will rebuild all that. That's still in play. Ain't nothing going to stop that. I mean, any of my neighbors want to back out after they get in their insurance money, I'll be right there because my goal is to possibly get in there and see if I can get more property and bring more families back. That's what's going to drive me. You know, there's a lot of monies going out right now from FEMA, Red Cross, and I'm looking, watching these people spend crazy. You're just spending and spending. My money, I'm saving most of the bunk of mine for New Orleans. Because by the time we get to New Orleans, this is one of my fears, a lot of the money, the FEMA money and all this money they're giving us to survive out here, it's going to be gone. Save some of your money, invest it back into the community, invest it back into the city.
You know, I was going to ask you about that because when I first met you, you were adamant. You were going back.
Oh.
And I wondered after a few weeks if you still felt that strongly about it.
No, after a few weeks, it only, like I said, my breakdown wasn't because I wasn't going back. I just had to grieve the entire situation, not just the home, not the materialistic thing. Me and my kids being split up, we were always pretty much at arm's length of each other. You know, now my son's in Kansas, my daughter's in Texas, my mom, I still have not found my mom. We're just all over the place. And I just hadn't grieved New Orleans, period. When you see those pictures, and I know I have to go and see it on the 5th, and I know it's going to be horrible. I expect the worst. But you know what? Out of the ashes, going to come bigger and better.
Sharon, you said that you haven't heard from your mother.
No, I don't know if I want to talk about Mama, but I'm trying to track her down. She was one of those special needs people, so I did list her with the missing persons, which I haven't gotten any response. But, you know, they say no news is good news.
Sharon, I hope you hear something about your mother
Hopefully. Soon.
Can you share her name with us?
Bessie White.
Bessie White.
Yes.
All right. Sharon, it's been good to talk to you again. Take care of yourself.
And thank all your listeners, all of them.
Katrina survivor Sharon White. We'll check in with her again in coming weeks.